اكتشفت انه نحنا كلياتنا بنختلف عن بعض وبنختلف في كل شيء.
While the language of this character may not be recognizable, the iconic tone of voice is unmistakable for the classic blue-furred citizen of Sesame Street, Grover. Sesame Street is a staple of Americans' children's television, but the show has been expanding across the globe and transcending borders. One of the most recent expansions of Sesame Street on an international stage is Alon Sim Sim, which airs in 20 countries across the Middle East. While still in the same format as the traditional Sesame Street, Alon Sim Sim focuses more on the emotional education side of Sesame Street rather than letters and numbers. The show is targeted at children who are at particularly high risk for stress-related development issues due to the tension of the area. However, in a journal published by the National Association for the Education of Young Children, early interventions like these with resources that teach management of emotions can help subdue the negative effects that stress can have on childhood development. One of the main issues that the Middle Eastern version of Sesame Street has addressed is the Syrian refugee crisis. Many of the children displaced by the war in Syria have only ever known refugee camps and never had a permanent home. Alon Sim Sim has tackled the issue with their bright, yellow fur character, Jod. While Jod is never directly referred to as a refugee, there are hints such as one particular episode in which Jod is sad that he had to leave his home and all his toys.
My toy is not with me. I left it behind in my old home when I came here.
The episode does not just focus on Jod learning to cope with his emotions. It also teaches children how to empathize and help their friends who may be in similar situations. After Jod expresses his sadness, his friends come to his aid and make new toys for him so that he can be happy. It teaches children how to properly deal with emotions and issues no matter which side of said issue they fall on. Sesame Street has been a powerful tool for teaching children how to manage their emotions in the United States for multiple generations, but teaching children how to deal with real-world issues and understand their emotions does not have to be limited to the U.S., or even to the English language for that matter. Adapting Sesame Street for areas in distress such as the Middle East will help children who are more at risk for development issues overcome the obstacles that are out of their control.